That kind of takes me into your latest book, Feast Your Fat Away, you wrote with your wife.
Yeah.
Kinda, you want to give me the rundown on that?
Yeah, it's some of the stuff we talked about earlier. The whole book is my overall approach, and it goes in obviously more in depth with like sample diets and grocery lists and things like that. But it really is teaching people the most efficient strategy to kind of lose weight and look great and improve their biomarkers of health. It's really focusing on those food templates, kind of clearing up the confusion. A lot of people are following diets that aren't right for them. And that's a problem. That's the thing, is it's not one diet. It's multiple diet plans based on where you're at and the type of activity you do. So we run down those templates and get you to the right one. I think a lot of people are overweight now because they're following sort of ADA recommendations that aren't right for them if they're sedentary.
Yeah.
Also, what we have a lot in our industry is a lot of athletes following, you know, very popular low-carb diets right now, which, again, mm-hmm. it's not matched to their activity level, so they're suffering a lot of drawbacks from that. So really, really the first part focuses on that template, on those templates, getting people to the right templates. And then it's really all about diet structure, which I think is the unique thing that sets it apart, is saying, listen, you don't need to do what the fitness industry is telling you you need to do, which is eat every 2 hours, eat six small meals and starve at night, which is a diet plan that looks very good on paper, but it rarely mm-hmm. works in the real world. So what I've done is try to teach people a better way to eat, a better diet, sustainable, practical diet structure that fits in with our busy lives, which fits in with social patterns, which fits in with what we instinctually want to do, which is kind of eat lighter, graze during the day, and eat a big meal at night. And that goes against everything you hear in the fitness industry, but that's why I go into the science behind it of why it actually works. And there's plenty of peer-reviewed studies that back it up. A lot of my clients talk about their own personal stories in the book of how it worked for them, and so really that's the key. There's a lot of good information in terms of food choices and calories and calculations and all that stuff. But the key that you're going to take away from it is that you can eat a more sustainable and practical diet structure, which is what we want to do. Which eat our biggest meal at night, you know, when we're at home relaxing with our families or out at a business dinner or anything like that. So it really harps on that topic. It's the science, it's the theory behind it, kind of evolutionary theory. We're hunter-gatherers, and we spend most of our day hunting and tracking and gathering our food and coming home and having a big feast. So anthropology, physiology, science, but most importantly, practical application strategy of how to do it. That's the key core component of the book really is about.
Nice, man. Yeah, I was reading the X script, and it looked like you've had your forte into paleo dieting, fasting, sports nutrition, about every possible sort of diet.
Yeah. It really is, and I know it's like marketing and sales pitch, but I was just talking to the publisher today. It really is a product that's been 15 years in the making, kind of studying all these different approaches, all the science behind it, plus using it in my own business, seeing how. That's the beauty of having a offline business too, is that, you know, I got to try these theories out with my clients, you know, for the last decade. So it's not just my experience, it's all the experience of my clients and, you know, people I've worked with, other colleagues and stuff. And it really was studying all those approaches. So if you studied an approach to nutrition, I'm pretty sure I've studied it, read it, tried it, you know, experimented with it. And what I tried to do is I tried to pull out what I thought were the best parts of each approach to nutrition, paleo nutrition, sports nutrition, you know, intermittent fasting we talked about, which is just kind of becoming popular right now, and try to pull out the best parts and just give people a plan that actually works in the real world. And that is my number one focus. There's a lot of diet plans out there that sound great on paper, but they just don't work in the real world. And what I found is, and I've tried a lot of them, and I've prescribed a lot of them in the past, fitness nutrition plans and stuff. And when I really switched over, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years after, you know, formulating these theories to this approach, like clients who could never get results in the past, all of a sudden were getting great results. Like I said, most of my clients are busy professionals, and it was like, wow, they had tried five different diets in the past. you know, some worked for the short term, none of them worked for the long term, and this is the first one that's like, wow, this is a sustainable lifestyle plan. And that's kind of been my goal, my career goal, is to kind of formulate something that allows, you know, the majority of people, not just, you know, fitness professionals, to get good, sustainable results. So that's kind of what it is, man. That's been the journey, and I'm pretty proud of what we put together.
That's very cool. Yeah, so I have to ask this question. I do it every interview. So the one main point you want people to take away from the book, I'm guessing, is that being healthy and lean and everything can be sustainable and practical. It doesn't have to be six tiny meals a day. Is that what you're getting at, man?
Yeah. My overall career goal is to show people that you can be in really good shape year-round without being a crazy fitness freak on drugs and having to give up your normal career and social and family life. My goal is to teach people that it is, once you get on the most efficient path, which is, we covered a lot already in this interview, it is a sustainable, it is a practical, it is a reasonable goal, that you can be in pretty good shape year round without sacrificing everything. It's not as hard once you get on an efficient path, and that's the goal of the book, is to show you what that is nutrition wise.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, you can have a couple beers and still stay lean.
Absolutely, or bourbon, which is my favorite.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. The plan is accounts for that. It's like, listen, you know, if something tells you to give something up that you love indefinitely, you're never going to stick to it, right? So it accounts for all these things. There's cheat days, and there's, you know, it accounts for alcohol and things like that. There's alcohol guidelines, and, you know, it really is. Because I want to live a normal life, and I got a busy career, and I want to be in shape. It's part of what I do for a living, but it's just part of my hobby too. My wife contributed to the book. She got a career completely outside of fitness. You know, she's in her 40s and she has a pretty demanding job. So she uses the plan too, and she's gotten in great shape and stays in great shape. It's just a sustainable plan, you know?
Oh man, that's awesome. Sounds great. I appreciate you taking the time for giving me all this great information, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. I hope it helps, help some people out, man.
And I guess one last thing, if anybody listening to this or reading their interview write-up wants to know where they can reach you at, is there any place they could shoot you an email or anything?
Yeah, the best way to always get a hold of me is just through my website, which is my name, natemiyaki.com, natemiyaki.com, and then I got the social media thing going on, the Twitter and the Facebook, which is, again, you can find from my website, but those are all just my name too, Nate Bianchi.
I got you.
That's the best way.
All right, man. Well, once again, I 100% thank you again.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.